This Scoops is proudly produced by News Scoop.
Good day to you. Welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Murray. On today's show, foreign investors have sold billions worth of South African equities in the past 4 weeks, and Minister Gordon Gwana has rejected calls for wealth tax or an apartheid-era redress tax. The economist Valdo Krichel talks about the impact of U.S. tariffs on the South African economy. In international business news, President Trump has announced a 50% import tax on copper entering the U.S. In investment news, depositors who had saved their money in the defrauded VBS Bank have likely received their final dividend, and we'll check in with Chris Hutton from the Center for Risk Analysis to talk about, among other aspects, the new trade tariffs and recent economic forecasts.
A look now at local business news.
Foreign investors have sold 33.3 billion rand worth of South African equities in the past 4 weeks, pushing total sales for 2025 to 138.1 billion rand. This continued sell-off follows political instability within the Government of National Unity, particularly after President Ramaphosa fired DA Deputy Minister Andrew Whitfield. Despite initial optimism over the GNU's formation in June last year, tensions between the ANC and the DA have unsettled markets. Analysts say investor confidence has been shaken by ongoing political drama and policy uncertainty within the coalition government. U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed a 30% tariff on South African exports to America. These tariffs will come into effect next month. The decision was announced in a letter Trump wrote to President Ramaphosa. Trump claims that the tariff increase is still not enough to eliminate the trade deficit between the two countries. Trump has also threatened to increase the tariff again if South Africa responds with its own increase on U.S. imports. And Finance Minister Enoch Gordon Gwana has rejected calls for a wealth tax or an apartheid-era redress tax. He warns it could cost the economy billions. He says South Africa already has a progressive tax system, with higher earners contributing almost half of all personal income tax. He says international experience shows that such taxes often lead to capital flight and limited revenue. The Treasury warns losing just 10% of the country's top taxpayers could cost the country 49 billion rand annually. We now have the President of the Economic Society of South Africa, Professor Valdo Krichel, on the line with us. Valdo, what is the possible impact of the recent USA tariffs on the local economy?
This is a setback for our economy. A tariff is a tax on imported products. It's paid by the US importer and the consumer in the US, but it will have a major impact on the South African economy. The industries most affected are those with significant exports to the US, such as cars and car parts, as well as fruit and nuts, specifically citrus. Sugar products and prepared vegetables are also heavily impacted, and modeling shows that exports of lead products and wood pulp may cease entirely. There are in fact many differences. Platinum, copper, and so-called critical minerals are not taxed at all, while steel and aluminum are taxed at 50%. Much has already been said about market diversification, and some of it will happen over time. There are consumers in the world who will eat our oranges and drink our wine. However, we must not underestimate how much time and cost it takes to develop a new market, and that is a cost that local businesses will have to bear. The motor industry has an even bigger problem. Their cars and parts are manufactured for international companies in global value chains. You can't sell the dashboard of a C-Class Mercedes to someone else. The biggest impact lies in how the trade war between the US and China plays out. A large part of our other exports are raw materials that go to China and from there as products to the US and the rest of the world. If China exports less, it will dampen demand for our inputs. If the global economy grows even slower, it will suppress our exports even more.
Thanks very much, Professor Valdo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an economics associate at the Northwest University's Business School. Prof. Krichel has a daily podcast that you can find on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
President Donald Trump has announced a 50% import tax on copper entering the U.S., citing national security concerns. The move follows an investigation into copper imports and mirrors recent tariffs on steel and aluminium. Copper prices in the U.S. surged after the news. The country imports about 810,000 metric tons annually, mainly from Chile and Canada. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the tariffs will take effect by month end. While the policy may benefit U.S. producers, critics warn it could harm industries reliant on copper.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
Depositors who had saved their money at the defrauded VBS bank have likely received their final dividend. They recently received 25 cents for every rand they invested. The bank was liquidated in 2018 after large-scale fraud was uncovered, leaving it insolvent. According to the liquidator of VBS, the largest dividends have already been paid. Two liquidation dividends were paid, with the last one disbursed in December last year. The concurrent creditors are third in line for dividends from the liquidation. They will only receive payouts if there is money left to recover. So far, creditors have only recovered a quarter of their funds. This totals 617 million rand paid out in two dividends. Before we say goodbye, we're joined by the head of policy analysis at the Center of Risk Analysis, Chris Hutting. Chris, thanks for joining us. Do you believe the current political pressures on the president are creating an opportunity for reform and unity within the ANC, or is the party becoming more inward-looking and risk-averse in a way that could harm South Africa's economic and social prospects?
At the moment, the ANC seems to be caught in many different states of mind. So on the one hand, trying to implement reforms that are more pro-growth and pro-job creation, but on the other hand, doubling down on previous and current policies and ideas in terms of trying to regain support and also to reinvigorate the party. There's definitely lots of domestic and international pressure points coming to bear on the ANC, both as a political party and as the biggest party in the GNU, as well as given its historical legacy and weight, where the organization chooses to go forward.
Do you think recent economic forecasts, like the African Development Bank's downgrade, fully reflect the policy-driven risks to South Africa's growth, or are they missing key structural issues that continue to undermine investor confidence?
Reports such as those by the African Development Bank on South Africa's economic growth forecasts are largely accurate, but do often not go far enough in terms of identifying the policy barriers to investment and to growth. So highlighting things like electricity and logistics constraints, but perhaps not focusing on issues like BEE and employment equity, not focusing on patronage in the public sector, not focusing on the effects of cadre deployment. The impacts or the barriers to economic growth and investment in South Africa are multiple, and not just on the purely sort of infrastructural side of things.
Has South Africa done enough to avoid the steep reciprocal tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump, particularly given broader US concerns around trade, property rights, and domestic policy?
It does not particularly seen publicly or privately that South Africa has done enough to avoid those reciprocal tariffs. So when we look at things that the US administration has put forward that they want as priorities to be addressed, one hasn't seen necessarily the speed from the South African government. One has seen some elements of engagement from the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, but not from the other parts of the government, for example, the Department of International Relations. And the current US administration does pursue and see trade as part and parcel of other issues and priorities, not only with South Africa, but with other US trading partners. They would want to see an element of progress or acknowledgement across a wide range of those things.
And that was Chris Hunting from the Center for Risk Analysis. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizScoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizScoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.